Welcome back to the Thank the Phoenicians podcast. I'm your co-host, Quinn, and today we have a very special episode for you. This is our third full episode for the new year.
How are you doing, Quinn?
I'm doing great.
Thank you again for writing this episode.
Hey, my first episode I get to write. It's going to be a party.
Yeah. It looks like it's been, like, fun to write it and also full of history. So
yeah.
I'm excited to see what you wrote down and what you learned from it. And
yeah, the Matterhorn, which this is our episode is about, it's full of history. It's got a lot of stuff behind it.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Okay, be sure to follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you get us. If you could leave us a review, we would greatly appreciate it. It really helps us learn more about what you want us to do to make it a little bit better.
Yeah, so have we gotten any reviews yet?
We've gotten a few reviews. Mostly yeah. They're people I know. But there's one review that I do not know.
Oh, yeah. So if we could just get a little help here, guys, that would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah. Anyways.
So today we will be talking about the Matterhorn bobsleds attraction at Disneyland. It's 147 feet tall, and this is the tallest building in the Disneyland park. The tallest building in DCA is Tower of Terror.
Yeah, obviously.
Bro, that thing's enormous.
I'm sure it really is.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's not the Tower of Terror anymore. It's the
Guardians
of the Galaxy Breakout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of miss the Tower of Terror, honestly.
Have you been there on that one since?
On the Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, they got some kicking tunes going on there.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't, like, it's not, like, my least favorite, but, like, it's still good, but, like, I really do.
I kind of preferred the spooky vibe of the Tower of Terror. That made it so much
and
more, like,
it
intense.
Fits in with the land. The land is literally called Hollywood Land.
Yeah.
And now it's just going to...
And now it's Marvel Avengers
Campus. Yeah,
so,
like, they basically took Tower of Terror, like, the only, like, one of the only attractions actually in that land.
Yeah.
And they put it over and squished it into Avengers Campus. So it's still Hollywood Land, but then you, like, get to this point and then onward. And it's, like, that was, like, their big attraction. I mean, they've got, like, Mike and Sully to the rescue. And, like, that's not, like, bad, but it's not, like, the best.
It's not a full land.
Yeah, it's not really a full land. And, like, they'll still have some other stuff. They've got, like, Turtle Talk with Crush.
I love Turtle Talk with Crush.
That's always fun. It's pretty fun. Anyways.
All right, yeah, so...
The attraction is only unique to the Disneyland park. Because it doesn't appear in any other parks. It was originally one of Disney's e-ticket attractions. For those of you who don't know, Disneyland used to work on a ticket system.
Yeah, so every ride was divided between one of the five ticket classes. There's A, B, C, D, and E. A being, like, the not as intense ones, the not crowd, not the ones that people came miles to see. And the e-tickets were considered, like, the roller coasters and the best of the best.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember, like, I think Tiki Room was an e-ticket at one point.
Yeah.
Obviously Matterhorn was one, but we'll have to see about those. In fact, Quinn's searching it up right now.
Yeah, let's see what we got. Alright, so... Alright, so an e-ticket ride, these, like, Radiator Springs Racers wasn't around when they had, like, the
but
tickets.
But this is what it would be if
yeah,
they
it
still call
been,
it e-ticket,
mm-hmm.
right?
It would have been the e-ticket ride. Same with the Indiana Jones one around?
No, I don't think so, at least.
Yeah, but you got Indiana Jones Adventure, Soarin', Tower of Terror, like we were talking about, Space Mountain.
We also have California Screamin'.
Oh, I love California Screamin'.
Oh, Toy Story Midway Mania.
Yeah. But yeah, those are just the best of the best rides. And then, yeah.
I'm trying to, yeah. That's kind of cool that They're each divided into a ticket based on. Gosh.
And yeah, so what would happen is when you went into the park, you'd buy a bunch of tickets, like, and the tickets would get more expensive depending on which ride you, how good the rides were. It's so, like, you could buy, say, 5 e-tickets and then go on 5 different e-ticket rides. And so, yeah, it was an interesting system.
And, like, it only costs, like, I don't know, I want to say $1 to even get into the park, but then you had, like, you had to buy the tickets, actually. So it's not like you pay the $1 and automatically you get into the park and you don't have to pay anymore. So there was still money being spent.
There's still money going around. And so, yeah.
This attraction was helped by Bob Gurr. He's the Imagineer behind the making of the Matterhorn bobsleds. He also helped out with the Bonrail, Autopia, and the Haunted Mansion.
Ah, so remember to our Haunted Mansion episode?
Yeah.
We talked about that.
I'm pretty sure he was the one that actually created the vehicles, I want to say. At least for Monorail and Autopia, I remember watching a documentary. I'm pretty sure it was called The Imagineering Story is when I saw it. Anyways, you guys should go watch that on Disney Plus. It was basically about that he was talking about how he created these different ride vehicles like the Autopia cars and the monorail and stuff like that and the Doom Buggy system. And so they tried to make it as lifelike as possible, recreating the timberline at the top and the trees down below.
Yeah, and so like they used the theming for everything, like the paints and everything, to try and make it like as lifelike as possible. So like I said, you got the timberline up the top where you don't have any more trees. And then, like, it's all snowy and everything. Overall, it's just really cool.
And, like, you hear, like, so before I used to have the skyline go through it. But they took out the skyline because the skyline was actually pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
I've heard it looked like it was dangerous because it was basically just this floating thing. You basically just had this, like, cup. And you were floating in it, basically, on, like, a string or, like, a pole or something. And then you have probably something on top, like a umbrella or something. And then there's nothing else keeping you in. So you could have gone out and jumped off. And that wouldn't have been as fun.
Yeah.
So they took it down. And then there was these big holes. And so they had to fill it in with, like rocks and stuff like that, and it made it into like looking like a cave. You'll have to go find pictures of before and after.
Honestly, I kind of want to go on the skyline, go through the Matterhorn.
I kind of want to do that too.
Yeah. So in 1978, that's when they started making a bunch of big edits to the ride. So a Yeti started to roam the Matterhorn caves, trying to catch the mountaineers who passed through. So where they got the idea was Walt Disney. He was making a movie in Switzerland called Third Man on the Mountain. And they filmed it on the Matterhorn Mountain, and Walt Disney just fell in love with it. He wanted to make one at his own park, and so that's what he did. He made his own Matterhorn at 1/100th of the scale. So yeah, the Matterhorn at Disneyland is 147 feet tall, but the real one is, 14,700 feet tall. Yeah, it's pretty big. But yeah, before they had the mountain there, they would put all the dirt from excavating, like, the areas where the castle would be and just all these different places. And so they'd just be piling up the dirt there. And it was already kind of a mountain when that's when they decided to put an actual mountain there.
Yeah, I think it was always in Walt's plan to have a mountain.
Didn't know what yet.
He didn't know what. And, like, this is their first thrill attraction. So it kind of helped get teenagers especially to more like Disneyland because, I mean, like, you've got the Jungle Cruise, which I love the Jungle Cruise. That's one of the best rides ever. But then you need, like, some other ones to help get you more excited to go. And you want more thrill rides for older kids because, yes, they don't want to do, like, Small World and stuff like that. So Harold, which is the Yeti's name, got a new refurbishment in 2015. So he went from the scary, basically just shaggy looking creature with red eyes into a scarier creature. So make it more kid friendly, Disney. I mean, you'll have to go look at the different variations of Harold, but it's pretty scary. So when you go up the mountain at first in this old, with this old variation of Harold, you just see these red eyes. But now when you go up, there's like crystals, like a crystal window going up. And so you can see him and he'll come up to one of the crystal windows and you'll see him. But then you'll see him like two times after. Same with the old one. Also, they used to have like these crystals, diamond thingies in one of the caverns, but they switched that out with basically a torn up bobsled. So it looked like he attacked the bobsled.
Yeah.
And so I think it was one of the bobsleds that you used to not have, like that they used to have that they just basically tore apart, ruined it, put it back in.
Just
basically
stuck it in there. But yeah, I thought it was like a screen behind the crystal thing. Cause like, is it an animatronic behind the crystal?
No, I'm sure it's a screen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not to get
it's really
too technical,
smooth
but
for an animatronic.
I don't think it's an animatronic. It's probably because just the way it looks, I think it's a screen. And, like, it's kind of cool what they were able to do with that. And I'm trying to think. I was going to say something about this.
Here, what do you think? I got a little story. So my family's personal record for rides at Disneyland was about 75 in, like, one day. And so that was a lot of rides.
Wait, of just this one?
No, just of everything.
Okay.
And so that includes, like, running around and everything. And so I personally think that how we got this was by going on the Matterhorn. So what we would do is we would, like, go on the single rider a bunch of times, because if you go on the single rider, you go through what much, much faster. And so, yeah, we just did that over and over, and we got a new record for ourselves.
I'm trying to, okay, yeah, I remember. So you used to have to sit with someone in the same seat, and they'd sit on, like, you'd sit on them on their, like, lap, basically. Like, they had, like, seats, but it felt like you were on their lap. And so, like, you could sit with this random stranger that you never know and be sitting on their lap. And wouldn't you find that a little weird? But gladly, they were able to
put in new seats. And then they also made it, like, instead of just having one sled, they put two sleds in one little car.
So, you know how there's water on the attraction?
Mm-hmm.
From another podcast, The Backside of Water, they told me how they used to not have the water to slow it down. Instead, they use hay. So they'd have someone, like, be throwing hay constantly after each rider. Huh. And so, like, it just seems weird. Like, that's something that you'd do.
Huh. Imagine having that job.
That would be horrendous and
quite interesting.
You'd be like standing on the mountain, you're like, okay, here's some hay.
Hey.
So then hay would fly up into your face and probably get all over you. And that would not be fun either. So they did water instead, which water's not as bad. You get a little wet, but it's Disneyland,
kind of,
so it's hot. And yeah. So actually basically there's only one lift and then you're all by yourself. So like, you don't have anything else. It's just free, basically free riding. So you've got, free gravity. And so with the momentum that you have, you need the water to slow you down, or the hay in that case, to help slow you down. Because right after that, you'd be docking into the port. I'm trying to think of some of my stories. Do you have any other stories? You probably do.
Probably. I remember that when I was a kid, the Matterhorn bobsleds, it's always been my favorite ride. I've never really been, like, scared of that one, just because my family always just loved it. The one ride I was always super scared of when I was a kid was the Tower of Terror, because my mom had this really creepy laugh that she would always do whenever we went on there to try to freak us out as kids, and so we're like, all...
I want to hear that crazy laugh. Does she still, can she still do it?
Yeah, it's interesting.
Does she still do it when you go on Tower of Terror?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, when I was little, I was a scaredy cat of every single ride possible.
Not surprised.
Oh, thank you. Except for, I was even scared of It's a Small World. Do you want to hear that story? Okay, so, at Disneyland, I was always scared of the Disneyland one, not the Disney World one. I don't know why. I stood up. This is all I remember. I stood up and the boat started rocking. And I was scared because I was going to fall in. Now, my mom may say it didn't actually rock. But for a little kid that was 4 years old and scared of anything related to water.
Oh, it was like it was a hurricane.
Yeah. Anyways, so that was pretty scary. Another thing I was scared of was Matterhorn. So I would always be scared of Harold the Yeti.
Harold?
He's pretty scary, especially the old variation. He's pretty spooky.
He's a freaky guy.
And yes, he doesn't move, but he just stands there and looks at you with those bright red,
the blood
twinkling
red
eyes, and you are scared to death about it. Okay. Well, is there anything else that you learned about Matterhorn? Fun facts?
Let me think. Nothing is coming to mind.
Okay, let me, while you think about them, let me tell the listeners what we have going on. So, for the next few months, we will be doing some fun stuff. We got some new things we're adding in. We're talking about specific lands. So, we're going to start off with Adventureland, because that's my favorite land in Disneyland. And we'll be getting back into the verses for our 5-Minute Fridays. And we'll be doing tons and tons of different things to make this podcast experience better. We've added music in, so that was really fun. I was able to do
that. With music.
I know. Everything is, except for band.
Hey.
Just teasing. Okay.
So, did you know that the Matterhorn bobsleds were the first roller coaster in the world to employ a 2-meter steel track and electronic dispatch system? And that basically makes us like you can have multiple cars on the track at a time. That's pretty interesting, actually.
I mean, that seems like believable because Walt Disney literally made everything. Like,
he's Walt Disney.
Everybody was like, you can't have a theme park with only one entrance. Well, guess what he did? He had a theme park with only one entrance, and guess what? It's one of the most popular theme parks here today. So he also was the first one to create a full-length animated film.
Oh yeah, Snow White.
And he was also the first one, I'm pretty sure, to create sound to a film. So he
also
basically
the Lucky Rabbit.
No, I think it was Steamboat Willie.
Oh, was
the
it?
First
oh,
one.
Yeah, Steamboat Willie.
Because they did all like the music, which it's pretty cool. You like that song?
I love that song.
So there's this like Disneyland game, and like you have to, it's like, it's basically just called Disneyland, and like they'll have stuff for each attraction. So there's like either a game, a video, or like images. And for Matterhorn, they had a game. And guess what?
You had to take pictures of the Yeti?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know that game?
I do.
You do. Of course you do. If you didn't, I would be really sad. So they basically have a Matterhorn. Well, it's not basically it. Matterhorn in Disney World Expedition Everest. Expedition Everest is a lot scarier, and it's only got one animatronic, but it's still pretty scary.
So with the Matterhorn, remember, you have to be like 42 inches tall. It's pretty jerky, and so if that's gonna hurt
it will hurt if
that's gonna hurt you, don't.
If you guys have back problems, just know you're gonna have worse back problems by going on this ride.
Might aggravate that a little bit.
Oh my gosh, I've heard that fireworks shows on this is so cool. So you see, like, you go through the caverns and you see all these fireworks, and it's, I've heard that it's cool.
Yeah.
And they actually have their own mountain climbing crew that they climb the mountain. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did know that. And like, they would go climb it every once in a while.
Yeah, and they still would, but it's not as much. Anyways, so that's the end of our show today. Thank you, Quinn, for writing it again.
It was a blast.
And always remember to thank the Phoenicians.